Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your... Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. Welcome back to the good old U.S. of A. This show comes to you from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas and broadcasts all over the United States by USA Radio Network, soon to be three new TV networks. We'll tell you more as the show goes on. Couple things I want to start the show with. I'd love to start the show with how bad the economy is and the IMF saying that the entire world is on the edge, teetering on the edge of recession. I would argue teetering on the edge of collapse and its planned collapse. And I'd love to start the show with the New England Journal of Medicine proving, Wayne Root right from the beginning. I was right more than any other doctor that the unvaxxed COVID patients are far less contagious than the vaccinated COVID patients. I'd love to start the show with those two stories, and I'll get to them very quickly. But I got to start the show with, to me, the sum up of what's going on. Kamala Harris had a meeting at the White House today. She met with, Democrats to discuss access to reproductive health care. And she kicked off the meeting by announcing her pronouns. I am Kamala Harris. My pronouns are she and her. And I am a woman sitting at the table wearing a blue suit. I don't really know what that means except that she's mentally ill. She's cuckoo for Cocoa Pops. Bizarre. I don't care if you're a woman. I don't need you to tell me if you're a woman. I don't care what your gosh darn pronouns are. And I don't care if you're wearing a blue suit, you moron. You communist moron who had sex to make your way to the top with Willie Brown. Moron. And then she asked everybody else to introduce themselves the exact same way. And so they all started introducing themselves by their pronouns and what they want to be called and descriptions of their clothing. And what I can tell you from this is, it's very clear. I'm going to play psychologist. It's very clear. Wayne Freud Root is going to dissect what's going on here. These are evil, communist, mentally ill, mentally deranged people who are angry that the greatest nation in the history of the world was built by white, straight males. And they just are so angry at white, straight males and what great country we built that they need to rip it down, be suicide bombers, bomb it, explode it, collapse it, destroy it, overwhelm it, and start from scratch with everybody in charge being black, minority, gay, transgender, lesbian, disabled, whatever the hell they think should be the leadership. Even though the greatest nation in the history of the world, in the history of civilization, was built by white straight men, and now white straight men are very willing to share power. Couldn't care less whether you're white, whether you're straight, or whether you're a man. But I do care if you hate me. These are people whose lives are built on jealousy and hatred and racism. And they just are so against white straight males, they're so blind with hatred for white straight males, that they're willing to blow up the entire country. They don't want us to speak. They want to ban us. They want to censor us. They want to shadow ban us. They want to stick us in prison. They want to stick us in camps. They want to torture us. You don't know where this is going to lead. You have no idea. You have no idea how this is going to end. But Wayne Root is telling you, as a guy who's made thousands of predictions in 7 years on national radio and TV, and almost every one of them has come right, I'm batting 999.9. This is going to end in either revolution, civil war, or a split up, a divorce of the United States. But we can't live with these people. And these people can't live with us. I'm being very fair. A person who's so mentally deranged that their whole life is what their pronouns are, and they have to announce that they're a woman to the crowd, and that they go by she or he, or it or they, and they have to announce the clothing they're wearing. Now, that one I don't even understand where it comes from. It's got something to do with their mental derangement. What is the difference if you're wearing a black pantsuit or a red dress or a pink dress or a black suit? What's the difference? Why are you announcing your clothing along with your name, your pronoun? It's just so bizarre. It is mental illness. It is Trump derangement syndrome. It's Wayne Root derangement syndrome. It's Republican straight white male derangement syndrome. It's let's blow up the country because they are all white straight males. And we have to blow up the country because we can't let it be successful if they built it. That's what this is. They're sick people, mentally ill, jealous, envious, who've been left out in their minds. But let me tell you the irony. How could you be left out when you're the Vice President of the United States and you're a black woman? How have you been left out? Evidently, you've been given more than Wayne Root, because I'm not Vice President of the United States. And Barack Obama was president of the United States only a few years ago, and I'm not president of the United States, so Barack Obama, a black man, was given more than Wayne Root, who's the son of a butcher who came from nothing, who earned everything I've ever earned in my life. I earned it. And nobody gave me anything. I have no privilege. I've never had privilege. So it seems to me there's a lot of black people doing just fine in America, and there's a lot of Hispanics doing just fine in America. They're certainly doing better in the countries they came from, which is why they came to America. So this is sick. This is mental illness. This is mental derangement. This is communism, and this is the end of America. These people want to steer us into a ditch. These people will steer us into a ditch. It's perfect, because ditch rhymes with what they all are, witches and bitches. They will steer us into a ditch and collapse America and the economy in order to bring you down. As long as you're down, they don't care that they're down too. I've always said communism is shared misery. They don't care that you're poor and miserable as long as everyone's equally poor and miserable. And that's what they want. And what they can see with their jealous, envious eyes, like a horse with blinders on in a race at Aqueduct, the only thing that they can see is white, straight men with money. And even though there's listen, if you look around, if you look in the media, if you look at TMZ, if you look at the National Enquirer, if you look at People Magazine, it seems like half the celebs in America are black. They're rich, they're famous, they're doing great. It seems like half the celebs in America have come out as lesbian or gay. They're doing great. Evidently, everybody does well in this country. But somehow, if you're aggrieved, if you're black, if you're Hispanic, if you're a minority of some kind, if you're gay, if you're lesbian, if you're transgender, if you feel like a freak or a misfit, and I'm not saying all those people are freaks and misfit. I'm saying if you feel like a freak or misfit, separate from all the other descriptions I just gave you, if you feel like that, somehow you believe only white, straight males have built the greatest nation in world history and only they have benefited, and you've always been left out. Not true. I mean, not even true with Wayne Root. When I had a big company and 150 employees and we were publicly traded, my number one salesman was black. I couldn't have cared less that he was black. He made me a lot of money. I loved him. His name was Aaron. I loved him. He was the leading salesman every year. Thought he was great. I couldn't care less what the color of your skin is, if you're black, if you're gay. As long as you make me money, you're valuable to me. I'll take you to dinner. We'll go play golf. I'll send you letters on your anniversary and your birthday. I'll wish you a Merry Christmas. How is that racism? How has America been built on racism when all we care about is if you're good, you get the job? If you're good, you get the job. If you're female and you're good, you get the job. My wife, Cindy, who I just married, she was in an all-boys world selling pharmaceutical, not pharmaceutical drugs, but equipment, lasers. For many, many years, she became the, and by the way, the men treated her like garbage, she said. And so she laughed at them, and she jumped above them, and she became the leading laser salesperson of any kind in North America for her company. And she made lots and lots of money and retired early and has a beautiful home and is married to me, and life's good. So it doesn't matter what people do to you or think of you. All that matters is that you're a fighter, that you're relentless, that when you get knocked down, you get back up. Nobody cares if you're black, if you're gay, or what dress you're wearing, what pantsuit you're wearing. Who announced themselves like that? There's something wrong with all of you. You're mentally deranged. The people running our country are mentally deranged, and that's why the country's going under and the economy's going under. And everybody is discussing this. You know, here's a headline. Twitter blows up over Kamala Harris introducing herself with she, her pronouns and a description of her clothing. And the fact that she opens it by saying, I am a woman sitting at the table wearing a blue suit. It's bizarre. Their desire to tell their pronouns. Other figures at the table introduce themselves. I'm Latina with blonde highlighted hair, and I'm wearing a gray blazer over a black shade dress, and my pronouns are she and her. Here's another one. I'm a white woman with long brown hair, wearing a red dress. I'm wearing see-through mask so you can see my red lips. These are mentally ill people. This is in the middle of the White House. Another said I'm a black woman with curly hair, and I'm wearing a vintage black and floral dress. There's something mentally wrong. You're all should be starring in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. We'll be right back. We don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for Kyle LeBrew, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LeBrew stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LeBrew, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLeBrew.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LeBrew for Congress.
Guys, what's the first thing you notice when you look at a photo of yourself? If you said your receding hairline or bald spot, Keefe's can help you change that. Keefe's has clinically proven FDA-approved hair treatments available online. Whether you're looking to prevent hair loss, stimulate hair growth, or take care of the hair you have, your Keefe's physician will help you select the right products and develop a personalized hair-saving routine that works for you. It's easy. No waiting rooms or pharmacy visits. Keefe's is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. Half the cost. And if you have questions, you can message your Keefe's doctor 24/7. If those balding jokes are wearing thin, join thousands of guys who have saved their hair. Visit Keefe's.com/Doug Steffen for 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/Doug Steffen. Keefe's.com/Doug Steffen.
Campus June Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but past passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
I need four more of the biscuit.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
So yes, insanity reigns. The people running the United States are a mixture of communist and insane. Because when you think about the old Soviet Union or the old People's Republic of China, which actually, think of China now, they're still a completely vicious, brutal communist country. And just like Russia, the old Soviet Union, just like East Germany, just like Fidel Castro in Cuba, just like Venezuela, Hugo Chavez, they always come in the middle of the night and they drag you away and they torture you and they murder you and they steal your property. There were no transgenders. There were no gays. There were no lesbians. It was macho men, macho white men who come in the middle of the night and murder you and your family. But they're communists. They're the worst scum in the entire world. And they've got to be put down like rabid dogs. They're murdering communists who would come in the middle of the night. And, of course, they're looking to kill anybody who disagrees with them. They're sick in the head, and they believe in banning and book burning and all forms of censorship and taking your guns away, taking your property away, murdering you and making you live in misery, your family live in misery after they've already taken you away and killed you. That was the old Soviet Union. But there were no transgenders. There were no gays and lesbians. This is a weird offshoot of what used to be communism. These are communists with pink purses, you know? This is a strange group, folks. These are communists who are like arrogant lesbians, gays, transgenders, and they want to like kill the rest of us or certainly brutalize us, take our jobs away, and tell us what to do all day long and snub us and say, screw you, you're white, straight male. You get nothing. You will get nothing and like it. Or we'll send you to our concentration camp. This is what you're dealing with. These are really sick, strange people. I don't want to know your pronouns. I don't care if someone's gay. I care if they're good at what they do. I don't care if someone's trans. I care if they're good at what they do. I don't care if you're black. I don't care if you're a woman. As long as you're good at what you do. You know what you should do? You should go around the table and you should announce, my name is Kamala and I'm good at what I do. Let me prove it. My name's Wayne Root and I'm great at what I do. Let me prove it. Here's the things I've done in my life. Here's my resume and my bio. I am a really talented person. That I can respect. Wearing the color of your clothes, the kind of outfit you've got on, what your pronouns are, whether you're a woman or not, I don't care. But obviously these people do care. It's their entire life. Their entire life is whether they're he or she or an it or they or gay or lesbian or transgender. Everything is about their penis and their vagina. Which in these cases seems to be, in these days, seems to be misplaced. I used to have a penis, now I have a vagina, so I call myself it. It's so weird. And these are freaky people that want us to be subservient to them. They want to call us weird, strange, because we are white, racist, extremists. Anybody who believes that the border should be secure and the country shouldn't be run by transgender robots, in their mind, we're no good. Josh Hawley, in a debate in the U.S. Senate only a week ago, she basically said, you know, you're a racist because you say men can't have babies. You're a racist. You don't belong in the Senate. I'm superior over you because I'm a black woman who knows that men can have babies. That's what this woman was basically saying, almost word for word. Very clear what she meant. I'm a black woman, I guess, maybe a lesbian black woman. And men can have babies, and if you can't admit that, you shouldn't have a job. You should be banned from society. You should lose everything, including your bank account, because your social credit score won't meet our expectations. This is what you're dealing with. I'm telling you, it's coming. It's coming. The people who are weird, the people who are misfits, the people who are out of the cool group, desperately want to be in charge and prove that they're actually the cool ones. So anybody who ever did well in high school or college, they're going to send people to beat you up, steal everything you've got, or kill you, or just imprison you for life and plunge you and your family into poverty. It's coming. You can see it. Anyone who's ever not achieved anything great is coming after those who have achieved anything great. But the really weird thing is here, Kamala Harris is Vice President of the United States, and all the women sitting at that table are in a table in the White House. What are they so uptight about? Crazy, crazy stuff. Goldgate Capital, the sponsor of this segment of the show. They sell physical gold and silver. If the country's going under, you better own a lot of gold and silver. It's delivered right to your door inside your IRA, 100% insured, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And the first 100 callers qualify for up to $15,000 in free silver. Be among the first 100 callers right now. Toll free, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD. You can get up to $15,000 in free silver when you tell them Wainwright sent you, 855-770-GOLD.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The American people are poised to reject the failed reign of Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and the radical left in a momentous landslide. This is an incredible opportunity.
Former President Trump speaking at the America First Policy Institute in Washington, D.C. Tuesday. The former president making his first trip back to Washington, D.C. since his presidency. One person is dead after flash flooding Tuesday in the St. Louis area. Police say the victim was trapped in a car that was under more than 8 feet of water. Local fire and rescue say more than 70 people were rescued from flooding waters Tuesday morning. More than 9 inches of rain fell across the area. Cal Fire says the Oak Fire just west of Yosemite National Park is 26%. Contained. USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
All right, wait on the road. Welcome
back to the show. The Root's on fire. Welcome back to the show. Energized Health is the sponsor of this show. John and Chelsea Jubilee, Energized Health, are the owners of the company, Energized Health. They founded it. They own it. They are fantastic, and they made a new me out of me. Energized Health literally changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, almost all dangerous inner body visceral fat, because no one ever knew I had fat. I didn't know I had fat. I didn't look fat. And I lost 25 pounds of fat, gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days, and now almost 2 years later, I haven't gained any of it back. I look and feel fantastic, and I'll be on this program for life. Go now to energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com. Click on the red button, watch the masterclass video, and then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me, zero pressure. They'll shake you and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the game changers. Right now, Energized Health is offering my fans 40% off. Go to energizedhealth.com or call 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895. 40% off to join Energized Health. Be sure and tell them Wainwright sent you. We've got Josh Manning with us, senior news editor at westernjournal.com, about to talk about today's most popular stories at his very popular high-traffic website, one of the most popular in America for conservatives, westernjournal.com. Josh Manning, welcome to the Wayne L. Root Show.
Wayne, thanks for having me.
So always great to have you on, and I see that one of the big headlines is Biden declares we're not going to be in a recession just days after his administration decided to change the actual definition of a recession. It's no longer about two straight quarters of negative GDP, which is about to be announced in 48 hours,
yes.
That there's going to be another
yes.
quarter. And I'm sure it's coming in. That's why they decided to change definition. It's coming in as negative. I'm willing to bet my life that it's coming in as a negative. So it's going to be two straight quarters of negative, which means it is the normal definition of a recession. And they're now saying that's not the definition because they know it's coming in as negative. So what do you say about that?
Yeah, they're morons over there, but they're not idiots, I'll tell you that. They can't run the economy for anything, which makes them morons. But they know they can't run it. They know it's crashing and burning. They know we're going to have two consecutive quarters of negative growth. And so they're trying to get ahead of it. And Wayne, the first thing I thought of when I read this was Orwell in 1984. Remember how when the state changed a fact, they would just erase whatever existed before. They would just change the definitions. They'd say, oh, we've always been at war with East Asia. Oh, we've always been at war with Eurasia. Well, the same thing is happening in our White House right now. Biden said recently, my hope is we go from this rapid growth, where's that, to a steady growth. And so we'll see some coming down, but I don't think we're going to, God willing, I don't think we're going to see a recession.
Wait, what did he call it? He said there's big growth going on? What did he say?
yes, he said, we're not going to be in a recession, in my view. The employment rate is still one of the lowest we've had in history. We still find ourselves the people investing. Then he says, my hope is we're going to go from this rapid growth,
to
steady growth. Now, Wayne, You're a bright guy. You're a business guy. You've got way more money than I've got. Wayne, I'm baffled. When
what
you have
growth?
Negative growth, how is that rapid growth?
Well, it's rapid negative growth.
Rapid negative growth.
It's rapid negative growth, or he's talking about the cancer that he announced last week must be rapidly growing in his brain, or his dementia is rapidly growing, but we know he can't be referring to positive growth because there is no positive growth. And these are the Nazis, these are the Soviets, these are the Cubans under Fidel Castro, these are the Venezuelan propagandists under Hugo Chavez. They just make stuff up.
It's Clintonian. You know, the Clintons, they just lied their way out of everything. It took remarkable discipline. They just lied and lied and lied and lied. But essentially what the White House has done, I'll quote from our piece, with one quarter of shrinkage documents, and a Thursday report expected, experts could denote a second shrinkage. The administration said a more, quote, holistic measure must be used that includes many more factors, not just two quarters of negative growth. So they just change the goalposts. They've done it with COVID. They've done it with vaccines.
Right.
They've done it with remember how Trump stole the 2016 election? Oh, he stole the 2016 election.
Russian collusion.
And then all of a sudden they changed the goalpost and flipped it. And he tried to steal 2020 somehow. It's unbelievable how deceptive and really just without scruples these people are.
Right. And the other thing they're trying to change is the narrative about Hunter Biden, because I don't know if this was a big story in Western Journal, but I did see today in many different places there's a big story that there's an FBI agent out. Some sort of a whistleblower from the FBI who's saying that they tried to cover up at the FBI Hunter Biden's crimes. So, all I could say is everything in this administration is about sleight of hand and fraud and propaganda, and it's just frightening Nazi Soviet level of lies and deception.
So think about that. So they're closing in. They're reportedly closing in on Hunter with potentially the FBI sweeping stuff under the rug for him. Well, there's other stuff that's going on, too. I don't know if you remember Jonathan Turley. He's a
professor.
GWU.
Yeah.
Law professor,
good. He's good.
He's a liberal, but he's honest. Yeah, talking about Clinton, he was really outspoken during the impeachment and all of that years and years ago. Well, anyway, Turley has come out, and he says, I'm quoting him here, he says, the recent disclosures, talking about Hunter, the recent disclosures of additional foreign contacts has only strengthened what was already a strong case. Then he uses a couple words that to me really got my attention. Indeed, in the last few weeks, the compelling basis for a Foreign Agents Registration Act violation, for a charge on that, has become, here are the two words, unassailable and undeniable. Now, when you've got a liberal GWU law professor saying that means something, Wayne.
Right.
I mean, this is not a guy. He's not out there in the trenches for Trump. He doesn't wear a MAGA hat. This guy, he's one of the liberals. And he's saying, man, look, not only are they coming after Hunter Biden, what they are coming after him on is unassailable and undeniable.
Well, it's not just Turley. Turley is so much like Dershowitz. They're two brilliant lawyers, two brilliant law school professors, two of the greatest legal experts in the world. And even though they both claim to be liberal Democrats who did not vote for Trump, they both tell it like it is. When conservatives do something wrong, they say, okay, that's a crime, you should go to jail. And when liberals do something wrong, they say it's a crime, you should go to jail. And when liberals spew propaganda and try and say we did something wrong that Republicans didn't do, they say, no, they didn't do anything wrong, they don't deserve to go to jail. So Dershowitz and Turley, even though I don't agree with their politics, and they both claim to be liberal Democrats. I've never had Turley on the show, but when Dershowitz comes on my show a lot, we kind of agree on almost everything on the show. He's always talking about what a witch hunt it is against Trump, even though he doesn't like Trump and didn't vote for Trump.
Yeah, they're what we used to call liberals. They disagree with us. They want, a little bit bigger government, maybe more of a safety net. They might be a little bit softer on crime. But they're pro-American. They believe in the Constitution. They believe in the founding. They believe that America is a force for good. And Wayne, I mean, you and I both know this. Everybody listening to your show is huge. It's super influential. Everybody listening to your show knows that is not what the left is. That's not what liberals today are. These are anti-American people. And people like Dershowitz and Turley, they're kind of left without a home, aren't they?
Yeah, they are left without a home. It's really incredible. And what's happening in our society is incredible. I'm sure you saw this morning, because it's all over the Internet, the meeting held today, I guess at the White House or the Vice President's residence maybe, with Kamala Harris and a bunch of female leaders. And they were talking about abortion and access to women's rights and how they all introduced themselves. Did you see that? Have you seen it yet?
I didn't see how they introduced themselves. I was paying attention to something else she said, but how did they introduce themselves?
She said, I am Kamala Harris, and I am a woman seated at the table who goes by the pronouns she and her, who is wearing a blue dress. The weirdest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. They're just something about them that's mentally ill beyond repair. Why do I care what color dress she's wearing? It's just bizarre. You know what the excuse was? I couldn't figure out. They went around the table and everyone said their pronouns, and everybody said the color and the kind of dress or outfit they were wearing.
Dude, no, they're saying that for a reason. My guess is that they're saying it because there is the possibility, I'm not joking, there is the possibility that someone who is blind is on the call or in the room.
You got it. That's what I was about to say. I couldn't figure out why they mentioned their dress color. And it's for people who are disabled who are on the call so they can explain the color of their outfits. What? It's so weird. Everything about it is just bizarre.
Signaling, man. It's signaling that they're good, they're virtuous, they're moral. We're worried about people. We acknowledge that you're disabled. Well, you know what? The last time I talked with a disabled person, he was not particularly interested in people acknowledging his disability. All the time. He wanted to be treated normally.
Right. Well, Chris just said in my ear, if they're
people want.
Chris said, if they're blind, how would they know? Chris said in my ear, if they're blind, how would they know? Chris, that's why they announce, I'm wearing a blue dress. I'm wearing a black pantsuit.
Yeah, if you're blind, though, what's blue?
Oh, I see what you mean. What would color mean? Well, listen, when you're blind, you're taught there's yellow, there's red, there's blue. You can't see it, but you're taught there's a color difference. So it's, but forget the color stuff for a minute. Why would you go around the table and announce, I'm a woman and these are my pronouns? It's so weird. It's so bizarre. I'll tell you what I really think when I get back, Josh. You're going to want to hear this. Don't go anywhere. And then we'll talk about the other big stories at WesternJournal.com. Wayne Allyn with Josh Manning, Senior News Editor, WesternJournal.com.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll and go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Energized Health. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from my great friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Root sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
We're back. Josh Manning, senior news editor at WesternJournal.com, is with us. We always have great conversation. So, Josh, here's my two cents on Kamala Harris and her group.
I want to hear it.
Well, I just think there's a mental illness, a mental derangement. All of them have basically Trump derangement syndrome and white male derangement syndrome, and they're so hateful and racist against white straight males, almost every group in the Democrat Party, that they're willing to burn down and blow up, basically suicide bomb the United States. And the greatest country in world history, they want to blow it up and destroy it and start from scratch because it was built by white straight men, and they can't stand that. They're just deranged. That's my belief as to what's going on.
Yeah, maybe it is just that. Maybe something happens when you live in a really wealthy society and there aren't an enormous number of huge problems like humanity normally has to deal with. Maybe we drive ourselves crazy. Maybe that's what's happening with this. I tend to think that's some of what's happening with the trans movement in general. I think people who adopt that lifestyle and say, oh, I'm trans or, oh, I'm two-spirit or whatever, I think all of a sudden they visualize themselves at the center of a drama, and they immediately get an outpouring of support from these insane small groups on the Internet that say every kind of perversion is just wonderful, and they're made the hero of their own story, they're brave, but it's all cheap. They haven't had to do anything hard. They've done something that all of Hollywood approves of, and apparently all of big tech approves of, and all of big business approves of. That's not brave. That's feckless. So I think it's just cheap heroism, cheap morality.
Let's talk about issue number two, another big headline at WesternJournal.com, which is experts talking about what's going to happen to Hunter Biden. So what is the scuttlebutt? My guess is he'll get no jail time, even though the January 6th people who basically did nothing and were there peacefully demonstrating, and many of them didn't even go into the building, and if they did go into the Capitol, they didn't burn it down, they didn't kill anybody,
right.
They didn't do anything terrible, and they're rotting away in the most disgusting, un-American scenario I've ever seen in my life. In the most horrible prisons, in solitary, without any contact with family, not even eating, in their cells 23 and a half hours a day, and then one guy's in a cage the half hour he gets for being outside in the jail yard. Usually you're in a yard. He's in a cage away from everyone else, maybe because they claim, they're worried he's going to get killed by, someone who is in there for murder. But nonetheless, these are like peaceful people who never did anything wrong in their lives, and they're in a cage
After being in a jail 23 and a half hours a day, they were in a cage the other half hour. I can't even believe this is America. But what's going to happen to Hunter?
Yeah, so it seems, just a quick comment on that, it seems to me if you're in the cage, you may be on the lucky end of things right now, because we've already had at least one person kill himself over this stuff.
I think two now commit suicide. Two.
Is it two? Is it two now?
Terrible.
Which is horrible. I mean, can you believe that in the United States of America, Wayne, we have patriots killing themselves because they are afraid the government is going to destroy them? That is just so alarming to me. But yeah, Hunter. So we talked about that just a little bit a few minutes ago. But essentially, what we're helping cover here, the headline says Hunter Biden's going to be thrown in jail after failing to register as a foreign agent. Now we've got experts who are saying that Turley, Jonathan Turley, is one of those experts. But essentially, what's going on is, but Hunter could soon face essentially a new set of legal challenges since he's failed to register as a foreign agent while he's made overseas business deals. And we know he's made unbelievable amounts of money doing those overseas business deals. The more information the laptop coughs up, the more we see that. And while he is registered as a lobbyist for domestic interest things here in the U.S., he never registered under the Foreign Agents Registration Act. So experts are saying that really that revelation, it could ultimately send him to prison. And the federal investigation that's going on into his finances, we know that's reaching kind of a crescendo, a critical stage right now. And they are thinking that this may be part of it, that his failure to register as a foreign agent. And just think about that for a minute, Wayne. I mean, the audience, let's chew on that for a minute. The President of the United States' son should have been registered as a foreign agent?
Well, that's what he was
doing. You've got to be kidding me.
That's what he was doing. He's like representing China and Ukraine against the United States and giving the money to his father, the vice president. It's amazing.
Just the thought of that. Oh, yeah, the old big guy. Hey, the big guy.
Yeah,
make sure the big guy gets his
represent.
Stuff,
always,
right?
Always.
But it is unbelievable to me that, and think about this, they spent all of this time, all of this money on the steel mess. You know, they had no idea what was going on. What's his name? Just investigating. I can't even remember his name now. It said he didn't even know what the dossier was. It was all, the entire
Mueller,
point of it was
Robert Mueller. Now?
Mueller, thank you, Mueller. Yeah. I can't think of his name. You know, they asked him, well, what about the steel dossier? He said, well, I don't know anything about it. But they spent all of this time investigating that because they were worried foreign countries might have leverage or dirt on Trump. That was the whole point. We'll talk about foreign countries having leverage and dirt
right.
on Biden.
Biden.
There
exactly.
is no telling what his son has done overseas. The liability he's opened us up to, the danger that he's put the country in, and the way he's compromised the president and the White House. I don't know if we've ever had anything like this in the history of the country, Wayne.
No, the only way. Listen, you're being too subtle. The damage isn't just, and the goods aren't just on the son, Hunter. It's on the father who took the money. They all knew in China who they were giving the money to on behalf of Joe Biden. They all knew that. So they've got blackmail on the son, but they got blackmail on the father who's in the White House, president. And they installed him by stealing the election, don't forget. All right, Josh Manning, WesternJournal.com. Thank you, Josh.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Bay.